This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Our first two guests when Maryland Morning launched almost 8 years ago were the then CEO of EBDI, East Baltimore Development Incorporated, and the community activist who was leading the charge to make sure that the people who had lived in the Middle East neighborhood had a chance to work and live in the redeveloped community. That community activist is Dr. Maricela Gomez. At the time, she was leading SMEAC, the Save Middle East Action Committee. She's still an activist, and more, a public health professional, medical doctor, and author. She's speaking tonight at the Enoch Pratt Free Library about her book, Race, Class, Power, and Organizing in East Baltimore, Rebuilding Abandoned Communities in America. And she's with me in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Now, Dr. Gomez, you've been part of the EBDI story in a way since you moved to Baltimore to study at Johns Hopkins Medical School in 1990. You've been involved in the neighborhood known as Middle East, you write, for 17 years. Mm. Why did you write this book?
The book needed to be written to justify the struggle that occurred with the community and with the project. What had happened is, as residents were relocated or displaced, dispossessed of their land and their homes, there were less voices from the community being able to confirm what had happened, the struggle that had occurred.
Because the community scattered?
Because the community was displaced. They were no longer there. So what I learned was, as I was talking to people, I kept hearing these stories. I was there, and I kept hearing stories from people that were completely different from what actually occurred. And this was 5 years previous. And what it confirmed for me was that unless you write down history and you have a way to either orally or in the written form or somehow transmit that history, it will get lost, particularly if it's a history from people who don't have power. So what I was hearing was the perceptions and the view of the Casey Foundation and the EBDI folks and the Hopkins community as to what had actually occurred. Having been there on the ground through the struggle, I knew that that wasn't quite factual at times. So the book seemed to be a good way to make sure that what continues on, even though the residents themselves aren't there, is accurate. It's trying to present an accurate history of what actually occurred.
And it is a massive book, so it's probably not fair to ask you this, but what did you most want to set the record straight on?
The struggle of the community. The fact that even though the rhetoric and the words that are currently coming out or that has been coming out in the past 3 years have been about, this is all about for the community, this is for community empowerment. This is to help East Baltimore become a safer and a better place for all, that this really was not the intention, and that the process that occurred did not include community equally. It wasn't an equitable process. So this is really the thread throughout the book is talking about showing how rebuilding projects occur when community is not involved, and using history of past projects to show when community wasn't involved, what was the outcome, and then using this current project to show, here we are again, community is not involved, and this is the outcomes that we're seeing and that we're measuring. So I think the big thing is to really just try to hold history accountable. So much of the history, not just of community building in abandoned communities, but just of this country, is based and unfortunately rooted in one group's perception. It's very much the people who have power, the people who have access to resources, get to tell the story, get to tell what supposedly happened. And oftentimes that might not be quite accurate, might not be quite factual, because it's their perceptions, it's their experience. This book is trying to hold up and bring to view another voice, the voice of the people who are on the ground struggling, who oftentimes their voices aren't recorded, their storytelling, their narratives are missed in the process, and the fancy reports and the documents that go out into the broader area and that really inform national policy. So this book is attempting to say, no, stop, hold up. Here's another part of what actually happened, not just what you're hearing from the president and the CEOs of these powerful stakeholders. It's not just that. There's a whole other part that has occurred. And if we lose sight of that very important part, we just continue to repeat history without really all the facts involved.
That's Dr. Maricela Gomez here on WIPR Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. She'll be speaking at the Pratt Central Library tonight about her book, Race, Class, Power, and Organizing in East Baltimore. Do you think there are lessons from the experience in East Baltimore for other redevelopment projects?
Absolutely. I think there are lessons from this project. However, I think that the lessons from this project are also lessons that have been out there for many years. This is another project that offers the lessons to be learned. The extent to which we listen as a collective community of people who say we want to do rebuilding more equitably and for sustainability, to the extent that the people who have access to participate in that, to the extent that that community listens and learns the lessons, I think that's really up for much discussion still. Because as anyone who reads this book will note, I talk about two big projects. I talk about one that occurred in the 1950s, 55-acre expansion of the Hopkins University. And then I talk about this 88-acre expansion. And when you analyze the process and the outcomes, they're the same. And so the reason I say there are lessons to be learned, there were lessons to be learned in that 1950s project as well. And apparently, there wasn't many takers on learning that lesson. So this book offers a lesson to the extent that we're ready to receive that lesson and let the lesson reformulate and affect us in the way we plan and implement community building in a more equitable way. I really hope people are ready to listen and to really take the lesson to heart and to practice with it.
Thank you. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Dr. Maricela Gomez, tonight at 6:30 at the Pratt Central Library, she'll discuss her book, Race, Class, Power, and Organizing in East Baltimore, Rebuilding Abandoned Communities in America. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, Shakespeare. Stay tuned to 88.1.